The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
From east to west, this sacred day has been called many names. Easter, the Feast of Feasts, the Great Sacrament, the Sacrament of Sacraments, Resurrection Sunday, and the Passover of Christ. In 329 AD, St. Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria, described Easter in his festal letters as the Great Sunday. The multitude of titles given to this day reveals its unparalleled significance. No victory has ever been more triumphant than the one celebrated today. And no act of human malice has been darker than the attempt to extinguish the light of God. Indeed, this Great Sunday is the most defining moment in humanity's history, as it encompasses both the highest grace bestowed upon mankind and the deepest shadow of human sin. If we could only describe the liturgy of the Catholic Mass by stating what it is or viewing it as a mere ritual, then there would be no reason for anyone to be persuaded to attend to it. On the contrary, our worship is not a what but a who. Moreover, by teaching that the liturgy of the Catholic Mass is our highest expression of prayer, we openly confess that all of salvation history is encapsulated in its blessings. For, at its essence, the liturgy truly is Christ Jesus and his life given to us so that we might become who the liturgy is forming us to be. Just as the essence of the liturgy is a person, it is also forming us to be in that same person. With all the liturgical splendor and beauty witnessed during Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, it is easy to become captivated by God's new work in our lives and the life of His church. However, when the lights come on and our gaze returns to the altar, the crucifix of Christ's passion remains present, the Roman death sentence given to God. Upon the cross, we see the best and worst of ourselves. At the cross, there are two men, the one nailed to the cross and a man who gazes at his wounded, beaten, and bloodied body. The man whom he beholds is wounded in the heart, divided in mind, jealous, a taker and assassin, angry, selfish, prideful, and full of wrath. The man on the cross, however, is humble, obedient unto death, wounded by the sins of others, but not broken, beaten by sin, but whole, poor in spirit, but rich in grace, offered as a sacrifice, yet not a victim. The man looking at the one on the cross cannot stop contemplating him, perplexed at how someone who seemingly has lost everything possesses more than himself. The mystery of the crucifix of Christ's passion lies in its ability to transform something so gruesome and evil into an image that compels us to say, I want to be like him. Unlike statues or busts of great people that might inspire us to achieve their accomplishments, the crucifix invokes a deeper prayer. It calls us to desire that Christ's sacred heart take possession of our own. At every Catholic Mass, we are called to remember all of salvation history, but most especially on this day. We remember that our lives are not about us, but about what God did for us through His body and blood now shared with us as the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist. Through His boundless love, He feeds and pours into us His life for us so that we might have life in joyful abundance. Resurrection Sunday made having a joyful life possible. Sewn into salvation history is the story of everything God has created, including our own journey to heaven or hell. And each thought we had, and every action we've taken along the way. In His infinite mercy, God has granted us the grace of having a knot of those sins we have sown forgiven through sacramental and liturgical non-sacramental absolution, so that we might share in the joyful life God has called us to through His Son. In rising from the tomb, Christ Jesus liberated humanity from the chains of sin and death, ushering in a new era of true life, one that is even more glorious than the existence experienced by our forebears in the Garden of Eden. This is a life brimming with joy and perfection, a life lived in Him who is the essence of our liturgical life.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.